A skeptical orator in London's Hyde Park once ridiculed Christians for believing that Jesus Christ, by his ascension into heaven, had anticipated rocket travel by centuries. But we know that the ascension of Jesus into heaven is more than an excursion from this earth. It's a mystery. And as such, rather than telling us about rocket science, it teaches us about who Jesus is, what Jesus does for us, and what we should do in return. Today's second reading opens up for us the mystery of the ascension. Jesus has gone beyond the earthly sky into the presence of the Father to be enthroned at God's right hand into a holy of holies not made by human hands. St. Augustine, who did not know anything about rockets, once wrote, "The Lord was rightly called a bird, for he made an earthly body soar into the heavens." That heavenly destination is far beyond this universe, and it is our same destination once we leave this earth. When Jesus ascended, we ascended with him. St. John Chrysostom tells us, "The entire human nature in its first fruits was raised up this day to heaven." And Pope St. Leo the Great noted, "The ascension of Christ is our uplifting. Where the glory of the head is called, there the hope of our body is called. In Christ, we have already reached the heights of heaven." And again, St. Augustine noted, "The Son of God, who did not leave heaven when he came to earth, did not leave earth when he went to heaven." So Jesus remains in his body, the church. We are members of that body by our faith and baptism. So Jesus remains in us. Jesus told his disciples before he left, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After Pentecost, the disciples went out and told the world about the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. Their witness has continued through the centuries down to us. We would not be here in this church if someone had not told someone, who told someone else, who then told someone else, and so forth, until someone told those who told us. So, practically speaking, what does this mean for us? Well, it means that just as Jesus left his disciples to be his witnesses when he left this earth, we are now to be his witnesses on earth. The first step of our witnessing is to increase our awareness that our lives are hidden with Christ in God. We increase this awareness in ourselves by prayer. Never underestimate the power of prayer. Prayer is the backbone of Christianity. However, prayer alone is not enough. Our prayer must lead to action. So we have to ask ourselves, how do people who have citizenship in heaven behave? St. Gregory gives us an answer. We must follow Jesus in our hearts to where we believe he has ascended in his body. If we can do this, actions of justice and mercy, compassion and forgiveness will be and should be paramount in our lives. That's how we witness to Jesus. You know, there was something compelling about the witnesses of the first followers of Christ. Many of them had been eyewitnesses to the events of Jesus' earthly life. They and others gave their lives rather than deny Jesus. Many observers said, "See how these Christians love one another." Their witness certainly was convincing to many people around them. In the same way, by our conduct, people around us should be convinced that Jesus is alive and that he has something wonderful to offer to the world. Anything less than that means that we are not living our baptismal promises and are not witnessing to Christ. Now, this is not rocket science. It's simply old-time religion.